On Friday mornings along the south coast of Western Australia, it's hard to miss the gaggle of grandmas smiling and laughing in the water at Albany's popular Middleton Beach. No matter the weather, these granny grommets will suit up and ride the waves with their colourful boogie boards.
I think the granny grommets are the happiest group of women I've ever been fortunate enough to be part of.
Chris Offer has been a granny grommet since 2000. To join, you have to be over 50, have some basic water safety skills, and always be up for a laugh.
It doesn't matter whether they're catching big surf or small surf, they're happy. That's what it's all about, just doing what you love.
Many of the women, like Chris, have never actually had the ocean on their doorstep until now.
I've always loved the ocean, but during my lifetime, I was never able to get anywhere near it because we were farmers, farming inland, and retirement to Albany was just absolute bliss for me, and I couldn't get in quick enough into the ocean. I swim every day and I love it. Many of us have come from inland areas, and some of us have been city dwellers, but they've been career oriented. Going for a swim just wasn't in their psyche.
Chris is not only an OG granny grommet, but an OBE, an over bloody 80. It's a bit of a legendary status to have within the granny grommets. The group throw a party with the new OBE club member receiving a medal. For Chris, being over bloody 80 is a title she's more than proud of. After battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, she's only recently in the past couple of years been able to get back out with her boogie board.
And I've had treatment for that, and I've come out the other side and carry on. I mentally say I am just so happy to be here.
Since the group's inception 23 years ago, the number of members has risen from around 20 to now over 90. And it's all these women which helped Chris get back into the water.
She just gets on with it.
Chris's friend Val Parker has been a member for 20 years and is a fellow OBE.
I've always loved the ocean and, it's just something I wanted to do.
And no matter the weather, Val will be in the water.
Oh, when it's midwinter, it's pretty hard to get out of bed. Sometimes it's warmer in the water than it is out.
And to the people who call Albany God's waiting room, it's these granny grommets who are shaking up what that means.
We're both waiting. We just ain't going anywhere yet. I think at our time of life anyway, you haven't got time to stop and think whether you may or may not. If you want to do it, you've got to get out there and get on with it.
Now, if you're red-eyed and you've got water up your nose, well, you've had a good time.